Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A steep decline in December retail sales from what was expected caught Wall Street off guard yesterday. The preliminary report from the government said retail sales fell 1.2%, which if confirmed would be the biggest decline in 9 years. The number is subject to be revised twice before a final figure is established, so it may not be as severe a downturn as reported yesterday. But this first iteration of a retail sales figure has many economists scrambling to revise their estimates for the nation's fourth quarter economic growth. The Atlanta Federal Reserve slashed its GDP estimate from 2.7% to 1.5%, while many Wall Street firms issued fourth quarter GDP revisions close to 2%. If the reductions in economic growth prove true, then the U.S. economy would not have expanded by 3% in 2018, as White House senior economic advisors had predicted as a result of massive tax cuts enacted last year. But more importantly, it would reinforce views that U.S. economic growth this year may slow to as little as 2%. The financial and consumer staple sectors of the S&P 500 both fell more than 1% in the day's trading. The S&P closed down 7 points, 0.3%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was off 103 points. The Nasdaq was the day's trading exception with a gain of 6 points. Stock futures have reversed course this morning from a minus to a positive at the opening bell on Wall Street. That's due to signs of some progress being made in the trade talks underway in Beijing, and it's overriding the expected declaration of an emergency by the president to be made today for his funding of a wall on the southern border. Financial markets are closed Monday in observance of President's Day. So I'll be back with you Tuesday. That's where we'll begin the financial day, fellas.
Hey, Rick, have a great long weekend.
Thank you. You too, man.
Money Talk with Rick Applegate, certified financial planner and registered investment advisor, and his team of experienced professionals at DB Root & Company provide investment advice, financial planning, and fiduciary guidance. 412-227-2800.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.